Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 84. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
We're having a good night.
Fantastic night.
Superb.
Therapy night, right? The night of therapy?
Thesaurus.
Therapy. Therapy night.
The therapy.
It's Mako therapy night here. Yeah. No, it's a good night, man.
Not that kind of rappy.
had a nice discussion on the Gary Demon House.
Oh, we
full.
Did. That was good.
Nice to rehash that creepiness, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got out all 200 demons.
Mm. Portal.
Hashed over them.
Be gone, demons.
Right?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, we are having a good night, so I think it's going to continue with this little discussion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hope the creepies are doing well. And yeah, for mini 84, that's amazing.
It is amazing.
Let's get right to it. Sean?
You want to get right to it?
What are we going
to
talk about?
This is your pick first.
Yes,
I don't
it is.
Ever want to forget when it's your pick. Ever. Yeah, right. Ever again. I've been threatened.
He'll hit you with the 2x4.
two by something, right? We are going to talk about the Rhodes Hotel in Atlanta, Indiana. Not Atlanta, Georgia, but Atlanta.
I bet people didn't know there was an Atlanta, Indiana.
I did. I live very close to there. It's not too far from Kokomo, where I'm from.
Right.
We were just telling Nate that he passes it every day when he goes up to Kokomo. So not too far from Cicero.
Yep. And I took a train from Fishers, Indiana, up north to Atlanta. I had no idea that was 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a nice little town. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very small. And had it gave us an hour to walk around the town and check places out and had dinner there in one of the restaurants. But that's the only time I have been in Atlanta, Indiana.
I'm ashamed that I've never been to this hotel. I'm kind of ashamed.
Well, now I'm thinking 20 years ago, I had no idea about the Rhodes Hotel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would have been nice to...
I didn't either when I was a kid.
I mean, I was in the paranormal stuff, but I didn't know to go check places out.
No. Yeah.
They didn't go, hey, you ought to check out Rhodes Hotel. It's haunted. Oh, okay. It was just like, yeah.
I know. I wouldn't have thought
about
it.
Be back in
either.
An hour. Train's taking off. So don't want to miss your ride home. Yeah. So,
but we still could go see this. This is not very far.
And our friends Jerry and Tracy went there last spring or summer.
And they liked it.
They loved it. Jerry really loved it. Yeah. So
cool.
Why don't you give a little foundation?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Nate, you ready?
Sure.
The Rhodes Hotel. The Rhodes Hotel. Sitting quietly north of Indianapolis is the Rhodes Hotel in the town of Atlanta, Indiana. Many people have traveled through this area while going from Chicago to Indianapolis or vice versa. Some stop to spend the night. Some have never left. You will enjoy your evening or daytime visit to Rhodes Hotel. The Rhodes Hotel is under new ownership now, apparently. Lost Limbs Foundation has purchased the location with assistance from two of the strong supporters of the charity. Money collected from events, investigations, and tours go to keep the location available to the public, help children that have lost limbs, and pay to back the initial investment in the property. So that's pretty cool.
It is, yeah. And I remember Jerry posting pictures and a little bit about their visit there and about the Lost Limbs Foundation. I thought that was very nice. Very cool. Yeah.
They have February 4th. They have, this is the an event coming up soon, February 4th, 2023.
Oh.
They have a public investigation and it's $40 a person. So that's 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's not too bad, actually.
How much? 40?
$40 a person, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Let's see here. That is on a Saturday. Yeah. Nice.
Ooh.
What are you guys doing on February 4th?
I think we're going to go paranormal investigating.
Absolutely.
I wonder. We'll have to look into that.
I know.
This Saturday, but
it says Lost Limbs Foundation. It's on 150 East Main Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Atlanta's not very big, so it's not that hard to find. I'm pretty sure.
No, it's not like Atlanta, Georgia.
We could find Main Street. Yeah, six lanes of traffic.
Maybe about the size of a block.
Coming into Atlanta, Indiana.
That is cool. You know what? Let's look into that. So, as the creepies are listening to this.
It once doubled as a brothel and a speakeasy.
Ooh.
Of course it did.
Ooh, behave.
There have been, may have been a murder on the property.
May have.
And for some reason, a baby coffin was inside the home for a while.
Getting right to the creepy.
Yeah.
And the interesting. A brothel, you say.
That's scary.
You know what's fun? Yeah, this has a lot of history and it's old. And of course, we've talked about a lot of these places were brothels back in the day. You know, back in the maybe like the 20s, 30s, or even the Old West. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
This is an Indy Star article, the Indianapolis Star here. This is as of 2021. Sean, I don't know what you were saying that the owners. This says the Haleys. Clint and Linda.
That's what I saw. They bought it back in 95, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I don't know. Yeah, and then that's that. What I was just reading is, I mean, it showed the most recent investigation, so maybe it hasn't been updated. But
okay.
So well, that's very possible.
Yeah, and regardless, mm-hmm. it said that they, when they purchased 95, they did know about the spooky tales surrounding the home. Said the Haleys, in fact, appeared more concerned about the prospect of restoring their wood-frame two-story house in Atlanta, Indiana, than its supposed paranormal inhabitants. Says, when they found a suction-like medical device with a patent marked 1894 on it, they shrugged and told an Indianapolis Star reporter in 99 the discovery was a typical find for moving into a historical building like the Rhodes Hotel, which is in Hamilton County. It says they did acknowledge the home's paranormal history and rattled it off like a grocery list. It once, like Nate said, once doubled as a brothel and a speakeasy. And about the little baby in the coffin. So I think that's cool that they were like, yeah, okay.
We don't care.
No, it's paranormal.
Let's buy it.
Yeah.
I think they said
it's awesome. I would.
One of the first kids that died, and I think he died of tuberculosis. I don't remember mm-hmm. how old he was, but his name was Everett. And that struck me because that's my dad's name. That was my grandfather's name. It's my brother, Chad's middle name. So
Everett.
Anyway, Everett, yeah. So it's a good name.
My one of my favorite basketball players, Rex Chapman, his middle name's Everett.
Evert.
little known fact. Oh, what?
So, yeah, it was named after the original owners. Mm-hmm. And death became fairly common.
Ooh. Clara and Newton Rhodes.
And it was with an H, correct? Like, because I saw somewhere where it was originally H, but then they got correct. It misspelled, and now it's Rhodes as without the H.
Correct, yes. It says Clara and Newton Rhodes, who purchased the building, died inside as well, talking about aside from Everett. Said rumors still swirl about a preacher, Lester Poor, that's an interesting last name, Poor, who supposedly hanged himself mm-hmm. in the attic during the hotel's heyday. Some think his death may have been a murder.
Ooh.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Wow, there's 22 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're really cool. I watched the video of like the little, you know, walkthrough and tour and stuff. It's really cool. I mean, it feels
it's awesome.
Like you're stepping mm-hmm. back in time, and you've yes. been there, so it's really cool.
Yeah, the yeah, right, Nate, has 22 rooms, and it said it meant to house those flocking to East Central Indiana during the natural gas boom in the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm. We do have a gas city, right? So that's,
we do.
And that's part of that. Kokomo was also known for natural gas as well, so that's uh-huh. a big thing, yeah.
As you were saying, yes, original photos of the hotel sign are seen spelled Rhodes Hotel with an H.
Mm-hmm.
But then it said in the late 1980s, the hotel's then owner discovered the name was spelled incorrectly and took down the sign. According to Archive Noblesville News articles, Philip J. Conklin, an indie developer, explained Newton Rhodes may have christened the building as Rhodes Hotel with an H, but listed it as Rhodes without the H in transfer papers. Very interesting.
Yeah, that says the youngest child in the Rhodes family, Everett, died in one of the second-story bedrooms after contracting tuberculosis at 18 years old. I wonder how old he was. It's been reported that John Dillinger and Al Capone stopped at the hotel
Ooh.
For a stay or several after hitching a ride on trains. It would make sense if the Depression-era gangsters visited, the current owner told Indy Star recently, given how Atlanta is a natural stopping point between Chicago and Indianapolis. Mike Couch, whose charity had owned the house since 2017, had only found anecdotal evidence of either one of these guys being there.
Mm. Hmm. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it says after Newton Rhodes' death, Clara turned the house into a dual brothel and speakeasy. It said one of the prostitutes, Sarah, still haunts her bedroom, tucked behind the stairs on the second floor. The parlor has a trick door on the southern wall leading to a back storage space. Ooh, well, I want to go just to find that.
The trick door?
Trick door.
Yeah.
Would it be like, what's his name when he's spinning around in the bookcase?
Oh, Young Frankenstein. Oh, yeah.
Frankenstein.
You spin me right round.
That's not where I was going. Right, John.
Nope.
whatever you do.
Put the candle back.
So Sarah, you say, still might be haunting.
Yeah. Hmm. Scary Sarah.
Scara Sarah. I just lost my...
The hotel closed its doors in 1937.
Oh.
So, yeah. What did it say? Like, started up in 1894?
Yes, sir.
And then closed the doors in 1937.
Yes, sir. Here it is. Since 2017, Couches Charity has owned and run the hotel. Not only has it been named among Indiana's most haunted places, but the hotel is consistently booked for private and paranormal investigations. The overnight investigations with tickets selling for anything from $40 to $200 a pop says attract people from across the country. Interested investigators are allowed to stay overnight in the hotel and conduct any kind of investigation to their liking as long as they bring their own equipment. Couch said that people have captured a figure-like shadow moving across the living room's curtains with night vision cameras. A sheriff's deputy has felt someone tugging at his shorts upstairs, and most commonly people hear whispers or the second floor creaking when no one is inside.
Mm. Ooh. Says this historic place believed to have been built in 1893 by Abraham Kaufman. The hotel served as a layover for the railroad and it passed through the business district. It is believed to be haunted by many spirits. Sightings have included apparitions of men, women, and children. Other ghostly occurrences have included disembodied voices, footsteps, lights turning on and off, and doors opening and closing. I like how this gives a... we should probably be aware of this in some of the places we go.
What's that?
A disclaimer for going here. Indiana Haunted Houses does not endorse or support trespassing to visit real haunts. Before you visit any local real haunt, make sure to acquire the appropriate permits and or permission and be respectful of privately owned properties. Countless paranormal hunters and investigators have been arrested, ticketed, and reprimanded by the authorities for trespassing. To avoid this, be sure to get in touch with the property owners before visiting a haunt and respect their hours of operation, local regulations, and rules for visiting at all times. Good to know.
But we would never do that.
Remember, like, whisper.
I mean, it's not.
Isn't it fun?
We wouldn't go places if we don't have something set up.
I think we should always check the disclaimers.
Are you kidding? I was like, when would we?
I think it's
not like we're going to places and never we have
seen
no idea.
I've never
like,
seen
if they know we're there or not.
Right. Okay. Well, we've talked about it though. We've talked about just hanging outside until we were invited in.
Well, that's
I forget what place. What were we talking about?
That was in New York City.
Never seen it. Yeah, exactly right.
House of Hell or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
I just think it's hilarious that they had to put a disclaimer. I've never seen a disclaimer on any of these.
We would never ever go anywhere that we don't have something booked.
Never ever.
Never ever.
Never. Ever.
Not, no. Well, no. It's not like
we're not going to be squatters.
2 in the morning. Know this place is haunted or supposedly, and we're going to just show up and start doing our stuff where nobody knows that we're supposed to be there.
Yeah. Never, never, ever.
Never, ever.
All right. I believe you then.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. I don't know. What do you got, Nate?
Couch said that he's seen and heard supernatural happenings in the hotel since moving onto the property. He heard footsteps. Going up the house's lone staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Property cameras have turned off and picked up voices before the footage flickered back on. And hosting an investigation, Couch said he witnessed one of the many Victorian dolls left behind from a previous owner jump off its chair.
No.
Yes.
Not those darn things again. We can't get away from these haunted dolls.
Play with me. Some spooky ones, too. They got pictures
sit with
of
me, please.
Wait, what?
Stare into my eyes.
As the head spins around.
Spits a pea soup. Says sometimes the creaking comes from living curious, but also intruding people who welcome themselves into the hotel to catch a glimpse inside. Couch doesn't seem too bothered by these nosy visitors. He just welcomes them to come back when they book a stay. Yes, please book a stay. Don't just show up, like we said, uninvited.
Disclaimer. You want me to read the disclaimer again?
Please don't.
It was very detailed.
Please do. Yes, it was. Oh, wow.
Took up
half the episode.
The architectural style is Queen Anne, and it was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1987. I like how when you look up... when you look up the Rhodes Hotel, it gives some other suggestions for places to look, which should add to some of the list of things that we want to talk about. The Daniel Craycraft House in Indianapolis. I don't know. Is that in Indianapolis? It's in Indiana somewhere. The Daniel Craycraft House.
Daniel Craycraft. Craycraft?
Craycraft House.
Cray-cray?
Cray-cray? Frank Wheeler Hotel and the Martinsville Sanitarium.
Yeah.
I have to look up that Daniel Craycraft.
I have not heard of that.
Just found a night vision picture of some of the dolls.
I saw that. It is so creepy.
It just looks wonderful.
The one doll looks like its eyes are rolled back in its head. Yeah.
I've been by this one. The Daniel Craycraft is in Noblesville.
Okay.
It's also a Queen Anne style. Totally like gothic looking. It looks cool.
Oh, that's cool.
That's not too far from here either.
No. Where is that at?
That's in Noblesville.
Or Noblesville. Sorry.
This Frank Wheeler is in Freetown in Pershing Township, Jackson County. It's also Queen Anne. Freetown is...
Freetown. Everything's free.
Southern Indiana.
Okay.
So...
Doesn't look like...
Yeah, Freetown. Too far.
Mm-hmm.
Freetown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, visitors of the hotel have reported seeing apparitions of men, women, and children. They also report lights turning on and doors opening on their own.
Awesome.
If you listen closely, they say you can even hear conversations from past guests.
Really?
Many say the creepiest room houses dozens of dolls and guests capture very disturbing EVPs. Yeah, I'd say the doll room is pretty creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about all those Victorian dolls, but they're just...
Well, they're old and they're...
Yeah, they creep you out.
They're old and creepy and they're old. I don't know. I don't know what it is either. And you think about, like, I like all the Annabelle movies, you know, that doll, that thing is... Yeah, I don't know about the doll room. I wouldn't stay in there. It's like Whispers of State.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, clowns, dolls, no thanks. But no, I would love to go to this place. And we might have to look into see what February 4th.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
What was it again, 6 to 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Because that's a totally doable. I mean, I could, you know, I could get my work done during the day. Mm-hmm. Elijah would probably have, and probably William, they'd probably have basketball games, but it's not that late. All right.
I love all these places that pull up when you look at it, too, in Indiana. There's a Mishawaka Hacienda restaurant that is...
Mishawaka Hacienda.
It's an old...
What's happening?
Stuff, right?
Mexican.
Sorry. It is an old mansion that was turned into a Hacienda restaurant. Look at this.
Oh, okay. What?
I've never seen this before.
Wow.
Apparently, I don't hang out in Mishawaka nearly enough.
Cool.
That's funny. But it's cool. But we have all these other ideas to talk about.
Okay.
I could get lost. No, I'm not. Anywhere. I just love the pictures of the roads, though. It's really cool.
I like the
But it's linked to a lot of other
porches.
Cool haunted Indiana.
Yep. I like it. I like it a lot. You guys have anything else about it?
No, I want to go. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, Jerry said he definitely recommends it.
Yeah.
And I really loved it. So, and I think the cause, you know, like to help the foundation with the limbs.
Oh, I think that's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Good, not just a good cause, but a great cause.
Yeah, and then keeping the upkeep with it. Yeah, we'll try to do that. If not this couple of weeks from now, we can figure another time out.
Tomorrow.
Or tomorrow.
Who needs to work, right?
I was off today. I got to get back out.
We're having a podcast sleepover tonight. We're going to do some extra podcasting. We're going to sleep in tomorrow, and then we'll head to Atlanta.
I'd say real quick, creepies, check out the pictures and check out this place if you can make it to Atlanta, Indiana, the Rhodes Hotel. Nate, I'm going to turn it over to you, man. Help us out, brother.
Well, many roads lead to the end of this podcast.
I thought you were
That's a wrap.
The road that leads to nowhere, or the road that leads to nowhere leads to you, or somewhere.
Am I saying that?
That's more Ozzy.
No, right? I was going to say. I thought you were saying the road leads to hell. I was like, oh, great. That's not good.
Nah.
Not good for anybody.
Just the end of
the road
this podcast.
To nowhere leads okay. to you is
episode.
What I was trying to say.
Not the podcast and all, just the episode.
I'm struggling talking tonight. Did you guys notice that?
Cut his
that
mic.
That never happens.
Hey. Whoop. We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 84 and our fascinating discussion on the Rhodes Hotel. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.